in the land that exists at the back of the North Wind, there lives a race of warriors, both men and women, who are tall and strong and ride to battle on mighty war horses, who are truly their comrades in arms. In the time of their greatest king, Antaeus, he himself cast his eye on a lovely maiden who was riding among the spears. Things took their course. The man and the maid were joined, and 12 seasons later, they were the parents of a beautiful little girl. They gave her the name Lexandra because they wanted her to be strong and mighty and a warrior like her parents. Now the years passed, and Lexandra grew to be beautiful, strong, clever, and cunning. But Lexandra did not grow to be tall. There was a day when her father knew that for sure, when he was standing next to her and her head didn't clear his sword belt. But they loved her and they had hope, and she was more clever than any of the other children. She could run farther, she could throw a spear further, and they knew that someday she might be a mighty warrior. So when it came time for the choosing in the herd, when she would choose the horse who would become her life companion, I suppose there was no surprise on anybody's part that that little filly with 1,000 devils in her eye broke away from the herd, and they took one look at each other, and that was the end of that. And from then on, whenever someone said to Lexandra's mother, "Where's Lexandra?" she would say, "Oh, she and the filly have taken off after the plains together. If they don't kill each other, Lexandra will be home for supper." And so another year went by, and word came to the good Antaeus that the Persian horde was massing on the border, because the horde had its eye on those great horse herds, on the beautiful plains, and most importantly, on the prestige of conquering that mighty warrior race. And so they knew that it was time for war. And Antaeus himself took Lexandra in his arms and said, "My love, you are clever, you are cunning, you are strong, but you and your filly cannot break a shield wall, and I cannot have you be the breach that would end this war and end our lives." And Lexandra was a soldier's daughter, and she understood. And so when the time came for battle, the great warrior tribe on the ridge, the Persian hordes flooding up from below, Lexandra rode back and forth in the heat all day, bearing wounded, carrying water, she and the filly dragging men out of harm's way. And at the end of that long, long hot day, as the sun and the shadows began to lengthen, the warrior tribe thought for a moment that they would win the day. But as the moon rose, there was a mighty howling, and the fireballs started and pounded the ridge. And the men and horses were running here and there. There was no place for safety. And little Lexandra looked, and she saw that the fire never visited where it had been before. And so she looked around, and she kicked the coals, and it lit the grass, and there was a scorched place large enough for the warrior tribe. And she rode to the middle of it in her filly and said, "Come here, here is safety." And the warrior tribe came and were safe. But they knew they were safe with a very short life, because down below they could see the eyes of the Persian hordes like hungry wolves reflected in the firelight and the smoke rolling down the hill. And King Antaeus drew a deep breath and raised his arm to signal the last charge. And just as he did, he heard confusion down below and confusion from his men. And he looked to his right, and on the ridge above them, 100 feet in the air, was the shadow of a mighty warrior with a spear poised. And the Persian hordes looked, and they started to run in confusion. And Antaeus dropped his arm, charged, and they mowed them down like grass. And just as the morning was breaking, the last Persian warrior turned and threw one last despairing spear towards that apparition. And Lexandra and the filly crumpled to the ground. For Lexandra, who was clever and cunning, had seen the shadows and used them as a mighty shadow puppet play to raise herself up 100 feet and save her people. But just as she fell to the ground, the hordes heard a mighty warrior cry in the air, and all stopped, warriors and Persians, and looked up. And there, 100 feet in the air, 100 feet tall and mighty, was the filly and Lexandra jumping over the rising sun to reach the stars where to this day they stand guard over those who defend freedom. Thank you.